Mark Laurie is joining us live on WBEN this morning, superintendent of Niagara Falls City Schools. School is out for summer, but when everyone goes back in September, there will be a new statewide bell-to-bell cell phone ban. The state rolled out a new site, a new resource on this. Mark, good morning. Are you using the site, and how did you find out about it?
Good morning, Susan and Brian. Yeah, most of the website information that they have is pretty much in line with everything that we knew. So there's not a lot of new insight. There are a few new resources on the site. Particularly of interest to me were the plans that other districts were using to see how close we matched up or aligned with what other districts might be doing. So, you always pick up a tip here or there. You want to see if you're in alignment with other places, and you want to see if we're on the right track. And I think we are in Niagara Falls.
Well, this whole program and idea, I have to admit, I'm a little surprised at some of the reaction that I've heard throughout it. There was a headline the other week talking about schools rushing to try to comply or figure out how to deal with the state's new cell phone mandate. And all I can think of is, well, what's there to rush to? What's the scramble? I mean, you're just telling kids, hey, no phones. What's so difficult about that? I mean, is scrambling, rushing, are those accurate terms to you?
Well, we're not feeling any rush or scramble. I think communication to make sure that everybody understands exactly how things will work is the most important part of this. I don't think this is a new concept. I don't think this is something that the people didn't see coming. Maybe that is a reaction to not wanting to do this. We have no choice. I have received a couple of comments to say, can we modify it to allow cell phones in the lunchroom and in the hallways, which of course we can't. So I think some of that reaction may be in reaction to not totally agreeing with the policy, but there's no scramble or rush. We're just trying to communicate, get everything in order. I think there is one concerning part for me. They still have not released a way for us to access the $13.5 million, which the governor has set aside. Now, I saw a separate release yesterday that said that next week guidance would be given for us as to how we'll be allocated or to release that money, which is something that we're very interested in. But other than that, nothing is really very new or has different urgency or confusion about.
Well, what is this costing the district? Where's money needed for this?
Sure. Yeah, sure. So we've made a decision in Niagara Falls in grades 7 through 12 to purchase the Yonder pouches. They are the cost. The Yonder pouches for about 3,500 students, which is half of our district student population, in grades K or pre-K to 6, we're going to insist that students keep them in their locker, their cubby, their secured area. The purchase is in the Yonder pouch, but it's not just the pouch. We have to strategically place magnets throughout the school that will unlock the devices at the end of the day. We're also purchasing handheld magnets that will allow a dean or administrator to unlock a pouch in the middle of the day in case of an emergency. They're costly, but we feel that this is the best way to go about securing our 7th through 12th grade students who are more apt to want to pull their cell phone out.
The pouch. Why do schools have to get the pouch? Now, I remember there were cell phones in school when I was not that old just yet, and you weren't allowed to use them at all in school, in the classroom or in the hallway. And you could maybe have it in your pocket, but if anybody ever saw you with it, it would be taken away, given to the principal's office. Or you could keep it in your locker. I feel like schools would be the easiest place to do it. How many buildings do we know of that have built-in lock boxes all in every single hallway of the building? Now we're talking about, well, we have to spend all this money to buy something to lock something in. Like, wait, hold on. Why are the pouches necessary?
Well, you're right. No one has to buy a pouch. It was just another device to help us transition to where you were. So maybe 15 years of this habit, of course, for our younger students, a little less, but 15 years of this habit is hard to break by just doing it cold turkey for some students. So I would call it an intermediary step to help our older students who have been carrying this or having this appendage hooked to their arm for such a long time, and we want to be able to secure this and really do this with fidelity and really do this the full way. So also, you may find this interesting, but many of our students do not use a locker during certain times. They have a lock. They don't use a locker. So that may be a phenomenon that you're not used to either. And we want our students to keep their pouches in their locker, not to carry them around. But in the case that they do, a pouch is necessary. Also, the pouch helps us with students who have individual education program, the need for translation services, or the need to use their phone for a medical reason to maybe check blood glucose levels or what have you. So there's a variation of the pouch that keeps your phone secured. It's open with Velcro. A teacher would hear it if you're using it for a purpose that's not directed. And it's kind of a way to transition us through this. And because Niagara Falls High School is the largest high school in Western New York, 2,000 students, we wanted to put as many options in place as possible. I think there's no confusion, there's no aha moment. It's really how it's going to be implemented that we're spending our time on. And when you have 2,000 kids in one place, it becomes an implementation concern. And that's why we've extended it to pouches.
It's a part of this, too, whether it's because it's just kind of a waste of time in the classroom, you want teachers focused on other things, or is there also a reluctance of teachers to, play the enforcer here, where, we aren't talking about the same phones when I went to school. These things are like $1,000, and then all of a sudden you have a problem, and who knows what erupts in the classroom when you try and take someone's phone away. Is that now an issue more so than it was years ago?
I absolutely. I would be, I would be presenting this in a fashion that's not actual if I didn't agree with you, Brian. Sometimes there are students who feel that this phone and the use of their phone, no matter where they are, is their right. They're complete. They own this and they can do what they need to do. Luckily, that's a very small population of students and parents, but we want to make sure that there are more options than just saying, put it in your pocket, put it in your locker. Now you've got another option to put it away. Hopefully, as we move through this process and students come up through the elementary, it becomes less and less necessary to have a pouch, but you're going to have, in a school of 2,000 students, a percentage, albeit small, who are going to challenge the policy, challenge the expectation. And the last thing we want are confrontations. The last thing we want are more discipline issues. We want this to be as seamless, as easy as possible. We know that it's going to be tested by students, and we want to make sure that we have every option available for them to secure that, make sure that they feel that their property is in a good place, that they get access if they need it in an emergency, and that they move on. And we get to the real purpose of why we're doing this. It's to improve students' concentration, focus, distraction, hopefully improve their mental health, and get them away from the need to always be checking things or getting that dopamine hit that can lead to those mental health concerns.
Yeah. Okay, Mark, thank you so much. Mark Lurie.
Anytime.
Superintendent of Niagara Falls City Schools.